Pope Francis arrived in Iraq today and was greeted by a band and choirs at the airport. The historic trip was first envisioned by Pope John Paul II 2 decades ago. Francis is the first pope to visit Iraq.
La diversità religiosa, culturale ed etnica che ha caratterizzato la società irachena.
Speaking in Italian in his first speech, Pope Francis said religious, cultural, and ethnic diversity have been hallmarks of Iraqi society for centuries. The timing of the trip is notable. It comes amid the pandemic and Iraqi instability. NPR's Alice Fordham joins us from Erbil in northern Iraq. Alice, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you so much.
So we heard the music from the airport. How are Iraqis receiving the Pope?
Well, Iraqi officials are certainly very excited to show the country at its best. Cities have been spruced up, the roads have been repaved, gardens have been groomed. And I've spoken to lots of Iraqis, Christians and Muslims, who are excited about the visit because I think they'd like the outside world to focus on some of the great things about Iraq, like its ancient history. The Pope will travel to the site of Ur, for example, which according to scripture is where the patriarch Abraham was born. And for Christians, of course, this is really special. I spoke with a priest yesterday who had renovated his church so the Pope can say prayers there. It had been gutted and burned by ISIS militants. And he said a few years ago he could never have imagined such a thing.
Wow. So those are some of the things on his agenda. What has the Pope been up to today, his first of this 3-day visit to Iraq?
Well, he met officials and he gave a speech calling to celebrate Iraq's diversity and for peaceful coexistence and to seek a better world after the pandemic. And then he held a meeting with Christian leaders in a place with a huge amount of emotional resonance here, a church in Baghdad, which was devastated by an attack by terrorists a decade ago. They took over the church during a mass. And he and the clergy there spoke about that day with deep feeling and about finding hope despite this kind of violence.
Yeah, some 58 people lost their lives that day. Alice, we know this weekend the Pope is going to talk about interfaith issues. How will he do that?
Well, when he goes to Ur, he's going to hold an interreligious event with representatives of different faiths and sects. And he's also going to go to the shrine city of Najaf to visit a top Shia Muslim cleric, the Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani. And to get an idea of what this means, I spoke to Haider al-Khoui, who works with his family's foundation in Najaf. And his grandfather was Sistani's teacher.
Both the Shia Islamic establishment and the Catholic Church have consistently condemned violence being committed in the name of religion. And I think that's one thing that will be a topic discussed between the Pope and Sistani.
And Haider al-Khoui actually told me he's met both men before. He said to me, it is striking how similar their personalities are. He said, in terms of their calmness and their piety, he thought they would see eye to eye on a personal level, not just a philosophical or a spiritual one.
Wow. So, Alice, we mentioned the pandemic. There was also that rocket attack on a U.S. base earlier this week, or a base, anyway, that U.S.-led coalition leads, I should say. How are those things affecting the Pope's visit?
Well, I think that security has been worrying lately with an uptick of attacks on military bases and the US embassy, which have been blamed on Iran-backed militias. I think the organizers are hoping that as recent targets have been mainly military, the Pope's an unlikely target, but public health experts have been very concerned. And there were a lot of unmasked choirs and dancers today, so I think their fears will remain.
That's NPR's Alice Fordham in Erbil, Iraq. Alice, thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.